Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to another service here at Unity Center of Light, located in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
We wish all the fathers a happy Father's
happy
Day today.
Happy Father's Day, yes.
Thank you for being with us. I know you'd like to be out on the golf course, but we're glad you're here with us. And, you know, we always like to remind everybody to watch us in, join us in Zoom, the Zoom Fellowship, where we listen to wonderful music. And this is Music Sunday, so we are having lots of music today. So please join us and be part of that, and you know, get a chance to interact with your Unity family. Also, if you are not, you know, you might be saying to yourself, I don't know how to get into the Zoom Fellowship. If you're not on our mailing list, because we send it out an e-newsletter in the weekly update, you can just click on the Show More right below this. If you're watching this on YouTube, click on Show More, and you can see our website where you can go out and register or find the link. And also, if you... You know, if you find that you're inspired and uplifted by this Sunday message today and meditation, please, you know, we invite you to donate to support Unity Center of Light and what we're doing here. And again, if you're saying to yourself, well, how do I support you? By clicking on that same Show More button, you can find the link to how the many different ways that you can give. And we thank you in advance for all of your wonderful gifts. So we're going to get started right now with Pamela.
Okay, thank you. Good morning and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we have the daily word reading for today, June 19th, Father's Day. The key words are Father's blessing. And the affirmation is, I bless all fathers with thoughts of gratitude. I am grateful for fathers, grandfathers, stepfathers, and all father figures who care for children and families. I pray they are called always to follow their guidance and to act to express divine love. I envision their hearts and minds opening to receive blessings of strength, patience, and tenderness. I see them supported in all they are called upon to do, and comforted during times of struggle. I pray also for children, young and old, as they remember their fathers. May cherished memories bring smiles and warmth, and may the love remain alive and forever in hearts and minds. And for all those on a healing or forgiveness journey, I pray that divine love leads and comforts them on a path toward lasting peace. May the peace and love of God fill their hearts today and every day. The scripture is taken from Numbers 6:24, and it reads, "The Lord bless you and keep you." Amen. And now we will have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So we are going to be looking today at sort of, you know, every week it's the sort of metaphysical approach or the metaphysical thinking behind our practical lives. Let me put that away. So we're always looking at the metaphysical approach or the metaphysical thinking to our practical lives. And today's talk is called Uniting the Divine Father and Mother in Each of Us. You know, every Wednesday we have a staff meeting and we create a talk title. And, you know, by the time I get into writing the talk title could change a little bit. So we're going to talk about uniting the Divine Father and Mother in each of us. Now, today we're going to look at the metaphysics of the process, the metaphysics of the process required to unite the Divine Father and the Divine Mother within us. And we'll look at the practical application that this divine union has on our everyday lives. Now, in last year's Father's Day lesson, I shared that the Dead Sea Scrolls explain that the ancients believed that each of us is a perfect union between our Heavenly Father and our earthly mother. And let me just share what they say. It says, for the spirit of each of us, was created from the Spirit of our Heavenly Father. Now, listen carefully. The Spirit in us was created from the Spirit of our Heavenly Father, and our body from the body of our earthly mother. So we are the genderless, that's important. We are the genderless union of these two forces. The masculinity of our Father in heaven merged with the femininity of our Mother Earth. And through eloquent words and poetic reminders, ancient texts remind us that we are the product of a very special union, a sacred marriage. Those two things are important, a very special union and a sacred marriage between the soul of the heavens and the tissues of the earth. Now, to relate this to something, a verse that we all know very well that talks about this idea is Matthew 19:5-7. And it says, and the two shall become one flesh, and the two shall become one flesh. Any of you who've been to a marriage ceremony or been married probably have heard this. So it says, and the two shall become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. All right? Now, if you use the King James Version, it says, let no one put asunder. And we have typically only applied this scripture to the marriage of a man and a woman, or, you know, a marriage ceremony. But in my research, I found this following explanation. With every yin, there is a yang. The divine masculine has a counterpart, which is the divine feminine. The two divine energies work together to create balance in the universe. So both the divine masculine and the divine feminine are present everywhere we look, especially within us, within each of us. But it's incredibly important to note that in order to fully grasp this concept of living from the uniting of the divine masculine and divine feminine, and let me just share this one. It says, to understand that, what it means to live from that, we have to understand that biological gender identity is not represented by these terms. Every one of us, no matter our gender identity, must learn how to live by embracing both the masculine and feminine energies within us. In fact, in order to find spiritual balance, this is our spiritual commission. Okay? So again, from an everyday perspective, and that's what we're always trying to translate this metaphysics into, what does it look like in my life? So from an everyday perspective, when we meet life from the strength of the divine union of Father God, our Father God within us. Let me just say this. I'm using Father God in terms of divine masculine and divine feminine. So when we, come with that strength, that divine union within us, our common sense is enhanced. Okay, a lot of times we operate from common sense. But is it our own personal common sense, or is it a divine injection of common sense, of spirit into our common sense? It gives us better understanding of what is happening in our lives. So, by this coming at this, we have our common senses enhanced, and we're able to make sound judgments in the practical matters in our lives. So as a character in a movie that Pam and I were watching made this particular statement, he says, there are things that happen in life that cause our feelings and emotions to clip our common sense. And yes, this may be true in a spiritually unconscious person, okay? So even within ourselves, if we're operating spiritually in a spiritually unconscious sense, our feelings and emotions jump up and they just clip our common sense, meaning the decisions we make just don't make any sense, okay? But as true students who are actively monitoring the divine union within, our work is to make sure we do not allow what God has put together within us to be put asunder by any person or circumstance. So that, think about that scripture, okay? What God has brought together, let no one put asunder. So we're not letting anyone put asunder or separate this divine union that's within us. And as we strive to discover our spiritual nature, it becomes more and more apparent that we will have many different kinds of experiences specifically designed to help us awaken to a consciousness of unconditional love and forgiveness and understanding and compassion. And that can only happen when we maintain that divine union within us. So the very nature of the human experience is to guide us towards understanding the purpose and the power of developing a forgiving heart. It lives life from the perspective of looking for the good in everyone and everything. Okay, so let me say it again. If we're just told to live this, you know, with this this loving heart, this forgiving heart, you need to live with a forgiving heart. There's a lot of dynamics that are going on inside of us that are saying, I just can't do that in all situations. So it's not about us doing it from our ego perspective, our personality perspective. It's about us making that divine connection within, working from the union of our divine masculine and our divine feminine nature. Okay, then from there, it is not about us trying to do good, it's that we become instruments of the good flowing through us. You know, the prayer of St. Francis, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. So that's what we're working on. Okay, and yes, this is no easy feat. Okay, but as we grow more spiritually aware, it begins to become apparent to us as we look back over our past relationships, that everyone, you know, as we begin to grow spiritually, you know, our mind begins to open up to this forgiving nature that is innate within us. We can look back and realize in our past relationship that everyone was and is trying their best to discover and express from their own indwelling divine potential. And yes, for most of us, it's a long, slow process of self-discovery. Continuously asking ourselves the question, am I maintaining my divine union? Okay, so think about that question, write it down. When things are getting out of hand, you things are trying to divide, separate that oneness of the divine masculine and divine feminine, the Holy Spirit and Mother Earth within us, you ask yourself, am I maintaining my divine union? And with every word we speak and every action we perform, there is a calling from deep within our soul to love and forgive. And that calling is coming from the divine union of the Father, Mother, God within us. Okay? But it takes deep listening and a forgiving heart to be able to hear the calling. Okay? So if you say to yourself, well, I'm not hearing that calling, well, ask yourself, you know, am I doing deep living and deep listening? Am I doing deep listening and am I doing it with a forgiving heart? And however, I think the real challenge for us is the notion of, unconditional love and forgiveness and understanding and compassion in the face of all the craziness that's going on in the world right now, okay? And we're saying to ourselves, how can I do that? You know, every day it's something more crazier than the day before, or a repeat of the same thing over and over. How can I do that? How can I, you know, operate from with unconditional love and forgiveness and understanding, compassion in the face of all the craziness that's going on right now? And that's a legitimate question, because there are so many horrific things happening in the world that makes you feel like it's impossible on a practical level to live life with a forgiving heart. Okay, but it's important to note that it's not so much about applying these conceptual spiritual principles or practices to the outer world. Hey, let me say that again. You're saying to yourself, how can I do that in the face of all that's going on? It's not about applying these conceptual spiritual practices to the outer world. It's more about applying these spiritual practices to the reconditioning of your inner world, my inner world. Okay? So we're working with these divine ideas to recondition our inner world. My unconditional love may not save anyone. My forgiveness and understanding and compassion may not save anyone. But those spiritual practices applied to myself can save me. And as we already know, we cannot save the world until we first save ourselves. Because once we get it inside of ourselves, only then will we be spiritually fortified enough to make real change in the world. Because you're spiritually fortified, you can step out into the craziness and not be torn apart by it, not put asunder, not let that divine union within you be put asunder, because you are spiritually fortified. So I'm saying, take all these principles that we're talking about and we apply them to ourselves. And again, this is why Jesus expressed in Matthew 24:14, many are called, but few are chosen. And as many of you know, because I use that verse a lot, the metaphysical translation means many are called, but few choose. The reason being, you can only be chosen by the Holy Spirit if you choose to be chosen by the Holy Spirit. And choosing to be chosen begins with harmonious, non-resistant listening. The harmony being in the uniting of the divine masculine and the divine feminine within you. So as we shared in the beginning, there is within us the spirit of our Heavenly Father and our body from our earthly mother. Okay? So this divine connection, a combination, helps keep us connected to our divinity as we go through this earthly experience. So we keep remembering and holding on to that divine inner, you know, combination that has become one. Divine masculine, divine feminine has become one, working in harmony within us. You know, that's what helps us to go through this earthly experience. So it's just as we were taught by Jesus in the Lord's Prayer. And I like this idea. So we're talking about this divine unfolding within us, this heavenly unfolding within us that we can then bring to our earthly experience. And this is how Jesus said it, taught us about it in the Lord's praises. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Meaning every day in this earthly experience, our work is to express through or from the heavenly union within us. Heavenly union within us as it is in heaven, brought out into our earthly experience or our everyday practical experience, you know, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. As it is within me and the divine within me, I bring that into my life experience. And again, I say this a lot often, let's be clear, okay? If you're working at this, we can't fake this, okay? We can't fake it. Because as we read in Proverbs 21:2, a person may think their own ways are right. A person may think their own ways are right, but the Lord God weighs your heart, okay? And to be clear, the Lord God is the activity of the spiritual I am in your consciousness. It's your own Christ self that is weighing the legitimacy of the activity of your heart. You know, so we may say certain things and act a certain way, but the Lord God is saying, what is in your heart? Okay? And not from a standpoint of judgment. Okay, this kind of weighing is done from love to help keep us spiritually balanced. So if we become spiritually unbalanced, we start to get these intuitive inner messages of saying, you know, follow this, okay? Be this, become still and listen to this. You know, you get those inner messages saying right now you're getting ready to tilt to being spiritually unbalanced. And it becomes more natural to be, you know, spiritual in our everyday life and affairs when we maintain the union between our divine masculine and divine feminine side. So divine masculine side is our Heavenly Father, right? And our divine feminine side is our earthly mother. Those two combinations. So from fourth dimensional kingdom of heaven consciousness to three dimensional earth experience. You get what I'm saying? So you keep that combination. So now when you enter into the earthly experience, whatever it is, okay, you're coming from your higher consciousness, okay? And as it says, don't let anything put that asunder, okay, or separate it. But when this union is strong, really strong, I can tell you no person, circumstance, or situation can divide your inner harmony. So the responsibility of our spiritual development always lies completely on our shoulders. Let me say it again. That's a lot of times fundamentalists might say, yeah, you know, I don't want to go that way. I want to be able to blame it on God or a devil, okay? But this spiritual development always lies completely on our shoulders. We're the ones who must constantly choose to listen, to hear the Holy Spirit's call for compassion, forgiveness, and patience over being judgmental or resentful. Because a judgmental mind cannot hear the Christ within calling. And being judgmental is, we're watching the news and we're saying, oh yeah, prices are rising and this is happening and that's happening. And we're basically, it sounds like we're just acknowledging that that's what's going on. But if we check ourselves, we'll find out we're judging it and we're being emotionally affected by that. Okay? So it's like you're knowing and seeing these things going on. I'm saying don't watch the news, but you have to understand that you also have to hear that inner calling of the Christ helping you understand how you're going to navigate your way through all the things that are happening in the world. So it's only with a deeply compassionate, listening heart that we can hear God calling us, guiding us in the direction of our hearts. But again, I admit, it's not always easy to listen with your heart instead of your head. Okay, we have a tendency to go right to our head. Remember last week we were talking about thoughts and feelings. Okay, and we have a tendency to go right to our head. What do I think about this? Okay, and then that stirs up our emotions. And as we already discovered, this life experience is no easy road. But that is why we need each other to help us along the way to spiritual awakening. Your Unity Center of Light family, we're all here to help each other through this spiritual awakening. Because try as we do, we still sometimes find ourselves struggling to maintain a balance between our emotional reactions and the inner calling of spirit to just be patient, compassion, forgiving, okay? Never. Not that what you're doing is going to help anything outside of you in the beginning. It's what this idea of patience, compassion, and forgiving is what's going to help you inside of you, fortifying you spiritually so that when you do step out into the world, you come with this spiritual fortification that helps you to stand strong in your faith as you're going through this worldly experience. And today we're talking about a father's role on their earthly spiritual journey. Father is a very powerful word in all cultures, and it conjures up all sorts of memories and emotions and expectations. But this is not to say that it's more powerful than mother. And actually, if we think about it in the true sense of the idea of parenting, where does mothering leave off and fathering begin, or where does fathering leave off and mothering begin? Many here have experience being in both roles. So in essence, you cannot say father without implying mother, and likewise, you cannot say mother without implying father. Each brings a very special set of attributes to the relationship with the human family. And it's not really about the physical attributes of gender as it is about the spiritual attributes of divine love, okay, feminine, and spiritual understanding, masculine, working together in all the relationships and circumstances in our lives. And this is a relationship that will forever challenge the capacity of the human psyche to learn how to love with an everlasting, ever-expanding love, a love that knows no conditions and no boundaries, a love that is demonstrable in all relationships, whether it is family or not. And one of the things I say to newlyweds in the wedding ceremony is that the greatest way to teach love to your children is to show them how much you love each other. But that is the same it is for any of us in any relationship. The best way to teach love is to be the love in each other's lives. That's why I say it's an inside job, okay, to create that spiritual fortification. And yes, I agree, it's not always easy or even seemingly possible to demonstrate love when your emotions have been stirred beyond your control, but that is what the spiritual journey is all about. The demonstration of love often requires paying attention to what is stirring up inside of you more than it is about judging what is happening outside of you. And keep remembering this, you know, about the journey. You know, you have to keep remembering this about the journey. This is a journey. It's your journey. It's my journey. And the world right now seems to be insane. That's the only word I could think of. The world right now seems to be insane. But as it says in the Course of Miracles, don't let the world make you insane. Okay? We cannot expect the children of the world to learn about love if we are not demonstrating love in all of our relationships. Okay? Some of the things we've been seeing on the news, you have to wonder, where did those young people learn how to kill in the way they've been doing? Okay? We cannot expect the children of the world to understand how to express compassion and patience and kindness and caring if we're not demonstrating these things in all of our relationships. So I'm going to end with this statement from Marianne Williamson. She says, There is only one of us here. There is only one of us here. What we give to others, we give to ourselves. And what we withhold from others, we withhold from ourselves. So give love freely from the depths of your heart. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So I ask now that you gently close your eyes, find that comfortable space right where you are, and relax. This is our time to get in touch with Spirit, in gratitude for all that has been done for and through us. Let's take in 3 deep breaths, in and out. As you do, you help your body to become even more relaxed. Now feel yourself being lifted to that secret place of the Most High, this special place of love, peace, joy, and faith. And now be prepared to let go of any baggage, be it emotional, mental, or physical, that is preventing you from becoming open and receptive to God's living Spirit of Truth. This is our time to surrender. To surrender all. We enter through the door of the secret place and we take a seat. And as we sit down, we are sitting down in the truth of God, knowing that God is here and only good can come to us. We sit in the silence as we prepare to honor the sacred masculine. We honor the sacred masculine by calling forth 12 holy men from the Bible, each with a particular quality that helped them to effectively serve God. Today, we call forth the wisdom of Adam, the willingness of Noah, the faith of Abraham, the power of Elijah, the forgiveness of Job, the love of David, the service of John the Baptist, the strength of Andrew, the imagination of Bartholomew, the loyalty of Judas, the oneness of Jesus, and the overcoming of Paul. So now let's go into the silence even deeper, without the sound of my voice, and let's rest right here. We thank you, gracious Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and that you have felt what is on our hearts. Each one of us has within the qualities that are represented in honoring the sacred masculine. We need only to get in touch with them and claim them as our own. For this and all things, we are truly grateful. We give thanks for these blessings in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ, and so it is, and forever shall be. Amen. When you are ready, come back to your surroundings and join us.
Wonderful, huh? This is the time we open our hearts and minds to allow some of the treasure that flows into our personal life to flow into our spiritual home. And again, if you were, you know, if you missed the very opening of this, and I shared that if you're saying yourself, I was, you know, spiritually fed and I would really like to support Unity Center of Light and don't know how, you can just click on that Show More button right up under this frame in YouTube, and you'll see all the ways that you can donate to Unity Center of Light. And for all your donations, we are truly thankful. So I now ask everybody to hold their donations in their hand, in their heart, in their spirit, as we say our affirmation together, our offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. All right, and now you have light notes.
Yes. Light notes for today, June 19th. The Book Light Book Club will meet today at 1 p.m. to discuss the book What Happened to You by Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Bruce Perry. Please check for the link in your updates or e-newsletter. We invite you to join us for our first trip back to Cape and Springs since COVID kept us in lockdown. We arranged this trip with you in mind. You asked for it, and we are making it happen. There are 2 months left before the due date for all payments. Please see the fillable registration form in your updates and newsletter. We are excited about you joining us. The video of Willie Sutton's Going Home service is still available for those who missed it. Please go to the link in your updates. On July 10th, 2022, we will have our first in-person and hybrid service. This is an experiment to get an idea of how many folks are interested in being in person. After this service on the 10th, our hybrid service will be the first Sunday of each month, and all other Sundays will be on Zoom. You will have the opportunity to be in person, or if not able, you can join us on Zoom. That's it for the announcements today.
All right, sweetie. So
what time is it? It's time to bless the path that we will walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto together. I go forward in the spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous. And I am grateful.
All right. And right into our prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine. And all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. Okay, well, it's been our pleasure to bring you this service today. We look forward to seeing you in Zoom for this is Special Music Sunday,
yes.
So please join us there. Otherwise, have a wonderful Father's Day and a wonderful week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.